Blog Talk Radio.
I found. I'm found. I was blind. Oh, but now I see. Through many days, just toils and snares, I have already come. Was grace that brought me safe this far, and grace shall lead me home.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is a Saturday morning entertainment show. I'll be your host today, Ivor Henry. And we'll be here for the next 3 hours or so. We hope you're sticking to stay. And we are asking you to bring along someone when you are coming. Once you're here, we ask you to spread the word. Let them know that the Saturday morning entertainment show is on. Get us at 563-999-3693. Or if you care to, they can join us on the World Wide Web at blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Well, just want to go out and say this is going to be the last Saturday of the year that we'll be bringing this show to you. Till we turn a new page and turn on over to 2024. So, of course, we want to thank the Lord for waking us up this morning. As we know, it is Saturday, December 30th, in our neck of the woods. And as the old year ends, the new year begins. So let us pray that it will be a year with peace and happiness. God bless you throughout the new year. That's one of my very, very wishes for you, and that 2024, I wish you be blessed with many marvelous todays and brilliant tomorrows. May your heart be filled with love, laughter, and joy, and you smile all year long with your friends and family. I just pray that we just have a good time here today. As we say, as the year comes to an end, we hope to bring you this last episode of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Make it full of joy. Of course, we'll have our inspirational portions as usual in the first hour. We'll move on to the sports at the top of the hour. Then, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And, of course, we'll remember the Antigua Care. And I think yesterday was the homegoing for our dearly departed sister Dawn. So probably we'll just, on the way out ending the year, we'll just surely remember her as well. So 10:45, we'll have Dennis do the honors there for us. And of course, we're going to have an open line type at just around 11 o'clock. So if you care to bring something and end out the year, you can get your pen and paper, write it now, take your time and say what you have to say. And remember the number to call, push the one, and it becomes audible. Well, some numbers that I know, I just don't wait for the one, to be honest with you. I just know that they're there, and they're willing to make their contributions. So, along the way, we hope to have some fun. Started this morning, I don't know, we had a little hiccup there, and the music there, and I'm hoping that we get through this, and I sure we will. Folks, if you care to just come on in, you know what to do. Before I can call you in, you push the one, you become audible. But for now, let's stick to what we know best, the inspiration portion. Well, what a friend we have in Jesus. Come on.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins increase to bear. What a privilege you carry, yeah, with things to God and pray. Oh,
Terry Lynn of Jamaica there for the past, say, 15 minutes or so, and I really enjoyed him. But, you know, right about now, we're going to hear from Mertrees Nisbet over there in New York. And she always wants to tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods, but more so, tell us about Mama Bob's Day. Mertrees, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. How are you?
I am doing very well. The last Saturday in the year of 2023, trying to do it again.
Well, and good morning to your family and you, and good morning to the panelists, wherever they are, when they come in, if they're not in as yet. Good morning to family, fans, and friends of the Block Talk Global Voices. Caribbean Global Voices. I should always get that right, right?
Well,
anywho, I give thanks that I'm here. Thanks that my mom is still around. You know, she's doing the utmost best that she could. So she gives, she sends her love. And I heard that she was on with you guys for Christmas. And that was good. It was about lively as ever. So I'm glad she was able to do that. And so we're here today, 40 degrees in New York City. No sun, pure clouds, and chill. So that's what we're looking forward to today. Hope we have a pleasant day, because they said it's the weather supposed to be a cool, calm weather. So we're looking forward for that. We give thanks to God for all that he has given us. It's the last Saturday in the year. We're glad we've come thus far. And whatever you do, give him all the praise and glory.
Yes, indeed. Well, like I said, we had a wonderful time on Christmas Day here on the radio. And, of course, from above, she was singing. Lustily, you know, she dated us for quite a long time as well. Well, of course, Mertrees, you know, we are here, and it's the last Saturday, like you just mentioned. We're going to try to do it the best way we can, best way we think it should be done. But you forgot to say that Dennis is over there in Southern California, in either long PJs or short PJs. You're wondering, huh?
Wondering whether it is short, long, long, short.
Well, you tell us a little later.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's say good morning to all the folks who are listening up at this time. You know, Dennis, of course, gets up very early in the morning. And this has become an integral part of him now, especially for the inspirational portion. And then some. Of course, you know, Leanna's taking a little time off, but he listens in the background, and while he does his paperwork and all the good stuff. So we want to say good morning to the home circle there, over there in Tallahassee, for Leon Francis. And of course, you know, we'll be doing something for the New Year's, as usual. We'll confirm the time. Someone said, well, we have to consider Dennis getting up at 6 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock for us. Why not do it a little later in the day, maybe 12 o'clock, which will be 9 o'clock for him. So that is up for consideration. First, before the show is over, we will get you the time when we will ring in the new year. Nonetheless, we look to you. We look to the Lord. Thank you, Mertrees.
You're welcome.
Okay.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through. Who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. I look to you.
I will stay.
Yes, indeed. Where did the time go? Just left me just like that. But nonetheless, I guess because it's at the top of the hour, would that be the case? Okay, well, nonetheless. You know what? I have to follow what the program director says. Marty said we're going to make David wait. Because last week we did not have birthdays and anniversaries. Or the week before, which was last week. Had a little hiccup. So she directed me to do birthdays. Furthermore, she said, we will not have Cardinal do it. Someone me to do it. Don't know where all this is coming from, but I have to follow Mercury's to read this birthday. So let's...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Was a lovely time, so just want to say happy birthday to her, and may she get to see many, many more. She's just 20 away from that 100 mark. And by the look of things, I'm no doctor, let me put that disclaimer in. But it seems as if she could go another 20 and then some. All right, well, I'm going to fill the big shoes of Cardinal as per Marjorie's instructions. And again, she said we'll make David wait. I just follow orders and get paid straight. I think that's the best way to go in life. Well, would you believe it? Today is the 30th day of December. With just one more day to go, I will say bye-bye to 2023. It will be of no more and of no moment. It would have left us with some joy. Well, birthdays, that's where we are. Compliments of my Ruby son, Mr. Audley Watson, compiled these for us. And we want to say thank you to him from the jumps. Well, England, we have Dick Spooner. He's having a birthday today alongside Nikki Shaw. She's a female. How about Joe Root? He too is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. Still going strong. We head to India. We have Surinder Amarnath. We know of him back in the 70s. He was a thorn in our flowers. I think for India. We have Tayu Kumaran Subra Tiwari. Australia, we have Adam Dale, Rod McCurdy. New Zealand, Gene Stonnell, Kyle Jameson, Nijat Masood, Zia Rehman. In Nepal, Amrit Batare. Sweden, Abhijit Venkatesh. In Bermuda, we have Kevin Curley. Bangladesh, Dola Mahmood. In the West Indies, Joel Wilson, yeah, the TNT umpire. So, South Africa, we have Gerald Hatigan. Well, Audi has a friend, Mr. Robert Tamuda. He is also having a birthday today. We have Rayard Kipling, that's an English author. He wrote The Jungle Book, died in 1936. Well, he was born in 1865. We have Kiri Tavju. That's a Japanese prime minister during the World War II. Born in 1888 and he died in 1948. So he was born on this date. Modinze, that's an American rock and roll pioneer guitarist, died in 2008. Gordon Banks, English soccer goalkeeper. Yes, we know of him. Gordon Banks came up in the time of Pele. He always said that Pele was the greatest soccer player of that era and maybe of all time. And we heard of Gordon Banks, that great goalkeeper, when they participated in 1966 World Cup. I remember that very well. Well, he died in 2019, born in 1937. Davy Jones, that's a British singer and actor. The Monkees, we know that. I'm not talking about me now. The Monkees, Daydream Believer. Well, they left us in 2012. Sheryl Lee Ralph, that's an American singer and actress. Dreamgirls, Moesha. Well, she turned 67 today, still alive and well. We have Matt Lauer, that's a TV host of the Today Show. We have Mike Pompeo, that's former U.S. Secretary of State. He turned 60 today. Otto Bolden, we know of him, the Trinidad sprinter. Now he's a sportscaster. He turns 50 today. Congratulations, sir. Our century. We have Tiger Woods. Of course, happy birthday to you, sir. Made us proud as a black man. You know, he's an American golfer. And would you believe it? He has 15 major titles, 82 PGA Tour titles, 41 European titles. But guess what? He is only 48 years of age. So by my reckoning, he has much more to go, because when I used to look at golf, that's when I used to get a glimpse at golf. I used to see some old men in some plaid pants walking around playing a lazy sport until Tiger Woods Woods came on the scene as a youngster, and I'm like, oh, this game is for youngsters too. I thought it was for the farmers and those guys who are lazy and just walking around, have somebody carrying the caddies and carrying the golf clubs. So they're lazy. What kind of lazy sport is that? But he revived it. Oh, well, I should say, I started following it because of Tiger Woods. Well, like I said, happy birthday to you, sir. We have Kevin Sindstrom. That's an American entrepreneur and the co-founder of Instagram. He's a young man. He turns 40. Oh, let me not forget Tyrese Gibson. That's an American R&B singer and actor. We have LeBron James, the great LeBron James. He has four NBA championships. Well, I should say four times NBA champions. He has Olympic championship under his belt, and he has been four times MVP. And he's quite a young man in terms of day-to-day age. He's only 39. In basketball years, they consider him a grandpa because he's playing against these 20-year-old guys. So when you're 39, they consider you to be old. Well, in 1861, we have Associated Banks in New York City called gold payment to government and investors. That was to disrupt President Abraham Lincoln's U.S. bank reform program. 1888, Belgium King Leopold II establishes Order of the African Star services to the Congo and to promote African civilization. Creation of the USSR, formally proclaimed in Moscow from the Bolshevik Theater, Soviet Union, organized as a Federation of Russia, SFSR. 1924, astronomer Edwin Hubble, that's Hubble Telescope, formally announces the existence of the other galactic system at a meeting of the American Astronomical Society. In 1936, beginning of the feud between comedians Fred Allen and Jack Benny on Allen's Town Hall Tonight show. I would have liked to see the feud between two comedians. In 1941, in an emotional speech to the Canadian Parliament, Winston Churchill states Britain will never surrender to Hitler and his Nazi gang, and that they have asked for total war. Let us make sure they get it. All right, Mr. Churchill. Let's make sure they get it. That's war for you. Ooh. War is just destruction and death, man. Come on. 1950, we have the Tennessee Waltz, sung by Patti Page. It hits number one on the Billboard pop charts, and it stayed there for 9 weeks. In 1963, Congress authorities, Kennedy half dollar in honor of John F. Kennedy. All right, so that was in 1963, of John F. Kennedy and his early demise as well. 1965, we had Ferdinand Marcos inaugurated as the 10th president of the Philippines. In 1968, Frank Sinatra first records My Way. The lyrics were written by Paul Anka. And that's an American former world heavyweight boxing champion, Sonny Liston. He died of lung congestion and heart failure, 1970, at age 40. Oh, I didn't know that. I heard so much about Sonny Liston. Didn't realize he died at age 40. It's pretty young. In 1972, U.S. President Richard Nixon halts bombing of North Vietnam and announces peace talk. That's a good thing. Ceasefire, man. 1982, England defeat Australia by 3 runs. That's in cricket at the MCG in Australia. Oh, that's where they box in the match. They still have that today. 1987, we have Prime Minister Robert Mugabe elected president of Zimbabwe. 1988, Oliver North, I can't recall. Remember that? He subpoenas U.S. Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H. Walker Bush as defense witnesses for his upcoming trial. 1992, Australian cricket spin bowling great Shane Warne takes 7 for 52 to lead Australia to 139-run win versus the West Indies. Oh, how did I know? I knew he had to play against the West Indies. 7 for 52. And he did that on this, in the second test at Melbourne. 1996, proposed budget cuts by Benjamin Netanyahu, that's the Prime Minister of Israel, passed protests from 250,000 workers who shut down services across Israel. Wow, that was what you call a massive shutdown. 250,000 workers shut down the services. Saddam Hussein, president of Iraq, from 1979 to 2003, was hanged in Baghdad at age 69. I shouldn't even read that. They killed that man for no good reason. I said that without any water in my mouth. Had him all down in the hole and huts. And they just hunt him down and kill him like a dog. 2016, that's the last day Indians are able to deposit in banks 500 and 1,000 rupee notes, which was struck only 50 days earlier in an anti-corruption measure. In 2018, Patrick Mahomes becomes only the second quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. That's in the NFL season. And that he did that during the Kansas City Chiefs 35-3 routing over Oklahoma Raiders. He's only behind Peyton Manning. So Peyton Manning would have also did it. In 2020, San Antonio assistant Becky Hammond becomes first female to coach an NBA team after Spurs head coach Greg Popovich was ejected in a 121-107 loss to the LA Lakers. And in 2022, Barbara Walters, that's the American broadcaster journalist, and the first female nightly network news anchor, she died at age 93. Well, folks, there we have it. Your birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. All that came to you, compliment Mr. Audley Watson. Just want to say, if there's any other birthdays, now is the time. This is the time. You can come on in and say your happy birthdays or what have you. And maybe it's a good time to send out some greetings and wishing people all the very best on the last Saturday of the month of December and the last Saturday of the year. Would you believe that? Let's see if we can get anyone audible here. Leon, if you're there. Dennis, if you're there, you can say a thing or two in this juncture where we can have greetings if you want to, or a birthday if you want to, or if someone is sick, you can say that at this time, or whatever. We're in that segment. We are making David wait according to Mercury's. So we did birthdays up front to make sure we get it in. Morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, we have two to blow. Oh, the heavyweights are in.
Okay, boys. Go ahead, Dennis. You first. Go ahead.
No, merely wanted to say good morning and greet the fans and the hosts at the Caribbean Global Voices. It's a little chilly out here in Southern California. The sun has not
come up
yet.
So let me say this. You're in your long PJs this morning.
Long, woolly PJs, yes.
Woolly. Woolly. All right.
It's a little chilly this morning out here, but of course, once the sun comes up, you know, we expect that the temperature will rise at least another, maybe 15 degrees or so for the rest of the day, but right now, chilly. And take the opportunity to wish happy birthdays and greetings to those who are celebrating this week and in the next couple of days. And it's back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you, Leon.
Yeah, happy
Good morning to you, Dennis, as well. Good morning to Iva and your entire audience. Just want to just take this opportunity to just extend New Year greetings in advance to all the wonderful listeners around the world and all the panelists. It's a wonderful day in my neck of the woods. Can't desire better. A little busy, you know, but life is like that. Just want to just wish everybody a prosperous new year and hope that 2024 will be better than 2023 and life will go on and each and everyone will just continue to be blessed. Thank you for the opportunity, Iva, and you, to you and your family, we extend our greetings and salutation for the new year. And may God bless each and every one of you.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn, and of course to your home circle as well. The lovely daughters, we just want to wish all of you all the very best for the upcoming year, 2024. Well, we're not going to complain too much because as of now, we're making it through the end of 2023. We know a lot would have gone, would have left us along the way, and even now, some are still struggling and clinging on to life.
Yes.
As we know, we're here today, we're gone today, so we really have to give life. And I'll take this opportunity to say thanks for your guys' company throughout the year. It makes no sense to come on here, maybe speak to myself or speak just to Mercury or maybe a Cardinal or Leonard. So are you guys coming in? And there are folks on here who I don't know, but they would regularly come through. And for whatever segment they come in, we taking this opportunity to say we're thankful and thank you for at least gracing us with your presence. Because you could have been doing other things. But some people say they come while they're doing other things and have us keep their company. So for that, we are happy too. And I'm going to say a big up to the cricket show as well on Sunday that comes our way every Sunday to thick and thin, rain or shine. And that too would have keep us up to date with a lot of the happenings. Sometimes things that we don't know, they put it first. Because as you know, it's Sunday beginning of the day of the week. They come on a Sunday. Or should I say, we come on a Sunday. And make sure that everyone who comes after simply means they're following. Marcus, you want to say your hi and hellos at this time? Because you chuckled to know that Dennis in his long, woolly pajamas.
Well, I thought it would have been long because of the time, you know, and the weather.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I got it right.
I
got it right.
Okay.
Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Leon. Hope you guys are doing well. And
morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, Merchus.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just here basking in the chill, so. Not much to do and say right now. Taking a break from the hustle and bustle of the old year. So just want to relax today and see where it takes me.
Good morning, Marty. So is Bobby?
Oh, she is resting up right now. But
okay.
So
you
far,
give her all the God.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know she will send her love, so that's good. Thank
you.
You
can jump the gun. If you jump the gun and you say that, we would not bring you back and call it a false start. So you could jump the gun and say, Mama Bobsy would appreciate hi and hellos from Leon and others. I would not call them back. I would not say it's a false start. So jump the gun and go ahead and say that.
Is that a trick question or a trick answer or a trick
statement? No, I know that you're going to say that. Go ahead. I leave it to you.
No, I'm not saying a word since you went there.
Well, Marcus would want to jump the gun and say, Mama Bobsy would really appreciate what Leon and others are saying. hi and hello to her. I'm wishing her all.
No, later on.
She's going to say.
When she gets herself together and she comes on, or if she feels like coming on, then she will give her. If not, before the show is over, I shall give her request.
Actually, you did it again. You did the same thing again. You said you had to bring your mother on here last week after she took a shower, as if we can speak her.
What?
Smash her. So the woman says you should get ready. When you say she gets ready, she don't have to go and take a shower to come on the radio. Just like you told me. Leanne, you know, Marjorie's told me I have a nice radio face.
Oh, dear.
I know you pretty well. I'm not on TV. You know?
You have two more days.
It's the entertainment show. So you have to remember that. You know what? I'm following your orders. Dennis, I think we should go ahead and take care of the Antigua kale because we're making David wait. Should we do that? Yes. Yes. It only cares for joy forgiving. We try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams. Stop existing and start living. Yes, indeed. Well, Sister Dawn was laid to rest yesterday, and we are going to be remembering her at this time. And I show, let's jump the gun according to Marjorie and say she'd never, ever be forgotten. She made a contribution on this Saturday morning show, also on the cricket show, so we're not going to forget her anytime soon. So let's go ahead and remember her by way of Dennis this morning while we have David Wake in the wings. How about that?
Ivor, as we approach the time when New Year resolution is top of your list and, of course, your listeners' list here at Caribbean Global Voices, they are encouraging you and reminding you the first item on your list must be the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charitable Group. Make a pledge to support with your contribution those who are in need. There are many of our fellow citizens and families who would benefit from your donations, whether it be food, clothing, materials, school items, you know, and if possible, a contribution of a small amount of money or such type would go a long way. However small it may be, it will go a long way to help. So please take a moment, especially on this day as we remember Dawn, to make a pledge. If not for yourself, then make it for Dawn, who has worked so tirelessly along with Debbie to promote and help those who are in need. So please take a moment to make a commitment to help. All donations will be gratefully acknowledged. Contact Debbie Simon Campbell at Debbie Campbell NYC. That's DebbieCampbellNYC. Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com. Or call Debbie at 1-845-820-6598. 1-845-820-6598. And remember, those of us here at Caribbean Global Voices and elsewhere highly recommend, highly suggested. Remember, it's a new year. Think about those who are in need. Reach out and help. That's it for me today. I go back to you.
You're right.
Yes, and I'm sure, Lynn, you don't want to lend your voice to the ending of the year with the contribution that Dawn would have made, and maybe some well wishes for the rest of her family, especially her children.
Yes, I just wanted to just take the opportunity to say how much we miss Miss Dawn. I never met her in person, but I met her voice, and I just got happy to know that I met her and heard her wonderful voice. Her heart was good. She meant well. But the Lord has better use for her. He has taken her to be with him. And hopefully she is resting in peace. And one day she will rise triumphantly in glory. So like Jenny said, send your contribution to the Antigua Care. They are much in need of her continued support. She's not around, but we can do our part to keep her work alive. Wonderful lady, may her children and those who are mourning her loss have comfort, knowing that she's out of her pain, out of her misery, and God has work for her to do for us who are here, who will come sometimes later. Wonderful show, Ivor. Take good care. A little busy, but just find a little time to say thanks for all you do throughout the year, and hopefully you just continue to do this wonderful work. Take good care, all.
Thank you, Leon. With that, Dawn, I didn't know she was that young. She was only, 60 years old, so I think she left us pretty soon. But nonetheless, David, I have some news for you when I come up.
It's enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone. And the run don't come as it did before. But when the two say so, don't you know the desert is gone? We've lost the battle, but yet we will.
All right, we're rallying around West Indies, and of course we're going to rally around David. But David, just let me put this disclaimer, why you are late. We did the birthdays because the program director, Miss Murtry, said, go ahead and get the birthdays in because we didn't get them last week because we had a little hiccup along the way. But apart from doing the birthdays, and then she said, bring on the Antigua Care, and make David wait. So half an hour later, here comes David Maitland. Don't blame me. Blame it on Mertries. Morning, David.
Good morning, Ivan. As I said, Mertries and Lynette will come in and tell you, and they did not give you any message to carry, so... You know, I don't know what message that, and I know Marcus and Lynette are my friends, so they would not say anything like that. So they will come and take care of you later. But just good morning to the ladies. First of all, let me say good morning to Barbara, Lynette, Marcus, Donna, and all the ladies of the world who are, some of them play the role of father, mother, uncle, brother, so the ladies are very, very special. And also, good morning to my wife, Janet, who allowed me and give me some time here to be on this program. But I'm late because actually she is going to an event and I was helping to put some stuff on the truck. Her niece is not here as yet. There's some more things need to go on there, but they are late also. So I told you time, so if they come, they will have to wait for a minute while I get through the sports. Good morning to the gentlemen. But before I go on, I must I just hear you guys talking about Nana and the work that she has done. Just would like to add my little piece, never admit her, but, you know, just the work that she had put in here before she departed. She's heard very, very well of her that, you know, she touched mankind before and do a lot of good. So just to like to say, you know, condolences again to her family, friends, loved ones, and people, and hope we left behind will continue to do her work. So like to say that. I just know this time of the year is not an easy time for my wife and I. I have a friend who, on the day that he retired, which was December 31st, his wife passed away that same day. So I know he's going through, you know, stuff also. But to each and every one, you know, take it easy, be good, you know, be kind, you know, and love one another. To the gentleman, Leon, I'm hoping he's having good weather out there. I know it's not good, even though we declare Ivan hardly persona non grata, but I think hardly might have sneaked back in here because we're having some very cool weather here, and Leon is supposed to be freezing up there where he's at, so he's even got it worse. So good morning to Leon, hardly Cardinal. Ivan, Mr. Elsie, good morning. And to the gentleman, Dennis out there in his PJs, you know, he's getting some severe weather out there also. So I'm hoping he's safe wherever he is there in California. And the other gentlemen, wherever they are in the world, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. And I'm hoping that, you know, people had, in this festive season, people had, didn't indulge too much, but helped their fellow human being, and they had a wonderful time off, you know, spent with families and friends, you know. So, all the best for 2024. And hoping that we have a better, bigger, and stronger year. I mean, wishing everyone happy and, you know, 2024. Good health and strength. Ivan, I'll go into the, starting with the NBA. Matches that was played yesterday. The Nets. We play the Wizard, Nets 110, Wizard 110, Nets 104, Knicks and Magic. Magic 117, Knicks 108, Celtics defeated the Raptors by 2, Celtics 120, Raptors 118, Kings and Hawks, Kings 117, Hawks 110, Bucks and Cavaliers, Bucks 119, Cavaliers 111. 76ers would get by the Rockets by 4. So 76ers 131, Rockets 127. And Thunder defeated the Nuggets 119-93. The Suns had put the lights out on the Hornets, beating them 133-119. And it was a close one between Blazers and Spurs. Blazers coming out by 6, 134-128. Grizzlies versus the Clippers. Grizzlies 117, Clippers 106. Game on today is the Heat versus the Jazz at 5, Raptors versus Pistons at 6, Knicks versus Pacers at 7, Lakers versus Timberwolves at 8, 76ers versus Bulls. And at 8:30 is Mavericks versus the Warriors. Tomorrow, you'd have Hawks versus Wizards at 3 o'clock, at 3 p.m. Nets versus Thunder at 7. Lakers, Pelican, Celtics, Spurs, and at 8, Kings, Grizzly, Magic, Suns. So that's what's happening in the NBA. We now go over to the NFL and the Miami Mullets. Oh, I'm sorry, the Miami Dolphins fans are riding high, you know, because they're on top right now, looking to challenge for the AFC East. So on Thursday night game, the Jets versus the Browns. Browns 37, Jets 20. I lost my 14. Jets. Saints. Where did that go? Yeah, okay. Sorry. Lions will play Cowboys today at 8:15. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., Titans versus Texans, Falcons versus the Bears, Dolphins versus the Ravens. And as I said, the Dolphins fans are riding high here. If they defeat the Ravens, they will take the AFC. You have the Saints versus Buccaneers, Bills versus Patriots, Cardinals versus Eagles, Panthers versus Jaguars, Raiders versus Colts, Panthers, Jaguars, Cardinals, Eagles, Rams versus the Giants, 49ers versus Commanders, and all those games start at 1 o'clock tomorrow. At 4:05, Steelers versus Hawks, Bengals versus Colts at 4:25, Chargers versus Broncos, and at 8:20, Packers versus Vikings. So, I'm thinking, Ivor, that would be the end of the preliminary round from Sunday. Then next week, it would be the business end of the game, it seems like. Because they have TBD, and some of the games coming next Sunday. So the playoff pushes in and teams are jockeying to get into position. As I said, in the Bartlett Premier League, the game came thick and fast, and it seemed as if they're in a rush to catch up. And what a rush it is. You have games almost the entire week, this entire week. On Tuesday, Nottingham Forest defeated Newcastle 3-1. Luton Town defeated Sheffield United 3-2. And Beaumont versus Fulham. That's Beaumont 3, Fulham 0. Liverpool 2, Burnley 0, Man U 3, Aston Villa 2, and on Wednesday, Chelsea 2, Crystal Palace 1, Wolves 4, Brentford 1, 3, Everton 1. And on Thursday, you have Brighton 4, Tottenham 2, and Arsenal 0, West Ham 2. So today's game, Luton went down fighting to Chelsea 3-2. Crystal Palace is leading Brentford 2-1. With 45 minutes gone, they're into extra time. Manchester City leading Sheffield United 1. Almost halftime there. Aston Villa 2, Burnley 1. That's halftime plus in extra time. And Wolves is leaving Everton 1 in extra time. Later on today at 12:30, you will have Manchester United versus Nottingham Forest. Tomorrow, Fulham versus Arsenal at 9, Tottenham versus Beaumont, and at 3 p.m., Newcastle versus, that's on Monday, 3, Newcastle versus Liverpool, and on Tuesday at 2:30, West Ham versus Brighton. Again, we'll have a couple of games for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and the day after. So the point standing, Liverpool is presently on top with 42 points, followed closely by Villa with the same amount of points, but the only thing, Villa played one game more. They played 20 to Liverpool 19. Manchester City followed in third on 40. Arsenal is the same on 40 points in fourth. Tottenham is in fifth on 36. West Ham is in sixth. West Ham United is in sixth, 33 points. Manchester followed by Manchester United on seventh in 31 points. Brighton, number 8, 30. Castle, number 9, 29. Chelsea, number 10, 28. Wolves, number 11, 28. Beaumont is 12, 25. 13th is Fulham, 21. Those Crystal Palace in 14. Brentford in 15 and 19. Nottingham Forest is in 16 and 17. Everton is at number 17 with 16. Luton Town is at number 18 with 15. Burnley is at number 19 with 11. And Sheffield United is all in the bottom of the table there with 9 points. So that's what's happening there. As you know, we had some riveting test cricket and also a lot of controversy that follows. We have South Africa defeated India in that match there to go one up into that series. All right, so they in that test match at Centurion, which was, you know, very, very riveting there. India batted first and made 245 with KL Rahul getting 101, 38 to Virat Kohli, 31 to Shreyas Iyer, and 24 to Thakur, Shardul Thakur. Bowling for South Africa, Rabada got 5 for 59 from 20 overs with 4 maidens, and Berger getting 3 for 50 from 15.4 with 4 maidens. When South Africa batted, standing captain. He made 158, which is Dean Elgar, 158, from 287 balls. He batted for 425 minutes. He had 28 fours. Next best was Marco Jensen. Jensen, he got 84. He batted 147 balls, 202 minutes, 11, 4, and a 6. 56 from David Bedingham. And this gentleman played some 87 first-class matches before he was able to play for South Africa. He got 56. 28, Zori, he got 28. Those are the main contributors with 24 extras coming in that match. 13 leg buys, 9 no ball, and 2 wide. 408 all up. The pick of the bowler for India was Jasprit Bumrah, 4 for 69. And every time I see this gentleman bowl, I think this gentleman is action to me, is suspected. But he plays for India, and I guess he'll continue. No action taken against him. He got 4 for 69. Mohammad Siraj got 2 for 91. And India batted down their second innings. They were bundled out for 131. So give South Africa a win by innings. Yeah. I say they made 131 with 76 going to Virat Kohli and 26 going to Truman Gill. Those were the only batsmen to get into double figure. The rest of the batting read like a telephone. Number 50640240. And there were 8 extras. Berger, again, came back. He got 4 for 33 from 10. Jensen got 3 for 36 from 7.1. And Rabada, 2 for 32. So India lost the first test match there at Centurion by an innings and 32 runs. We turn to the other other troublesome series, which was the Pakistan Australia game. I fell asleep, did not see the rest of that game, but there was some issue there. Pakistan is saying inconsistent umpiring and the DRS cost them the game. I know there is a big tizzy about, let me see, that batsman there, I'm trying to remember his name. But he got out and he was saying that he shouldn't have been given out. He gave not out on the field. And there's a big old tizzy about him getting out. So Pakistan, South Africa, I'm sorry, Australia batted first. They made 318 with 64 going to Marcus Lovelace, and this gentleman batted 155 balls, 244 minutes. And he only had 5 fours in his innings. 42 to Usman Khawaja, 41 to Michelle March, and 38 to David Warner, and 26 to Steve Smith. Now bowling for India, Amir Jamal getting 3 for 64 from 19 over into the meeting, and there was 2 wickets apiece to Ali Amaz and Shaheen Afridi. 2 to 251 for Hamza, 2 for 61 for Hassan Ali, and 2 for 85 for Shaheen Afridi. When Pakistan batted, they made 264 all out, with 62 to Shafiq, 54 to Masood, 42 to Rizwan, 33 to Salman, and 21 to Shaheen Afridi. I'm trying to see if he's Shaquille. I don't remember if it's Shaquille that they say got out of his arms. But I did not see that, so I can't barely comment on that. There were 23 extras, but I know it's a big controversy. Bowling for Australia, Pat Cummins got 5 for 48 from 20, and Nathan Lyon got 4 for 73 from 18.5. When Australia batted, if anything, I would blame Pakistan for their feeling, because they dropped a lot of these batsmen. And they were complaining about stuff. Now, when you got catches to take and you drop them, especially Mitch Marsh, who come on the 96, from 96, 130 balls, he got dropped maybe about twice, maybe about three times in that game. And you're going to complain about stuff now. You got your chance. You did not grab it. So don't complain, because I thought Cummins was not out, but there was a murmur on there. And you could clearly see daylight between bat and ball. There was no hot spot, but yet there was a murmur and he was given out. So I don't hear their complaining. 53 to Alex Carey and 50 to Steve Smith. Those were the main contributors there, 262 all out. Bowling for Pakistan, Shahid Afridi got 4. And Hamza got 4. Hamza got 4 for 32 from 18.10 with 6 maidens. And Shaheed Afridi got 4 for 76 from 27 over with 4 maidens. Jamal got 2 for 74 from 16 over, and that includes 2 maidens. And so when they batted, Salman is a gentleman that the controversy was surrounded. He got Shah Masood, he got 60 from 71. So to me, it seemed as if it was a one-day game he was playing. So he started striking the ball. Salman got 50 from 70. He was going great guns. And 41 to Barbara Azam, 35 to Rizwan, and 24 to Shaquille, 237 all out. So they lost that game there by some 79 runs there. Australia 318 and 262, Pakistan 264 and 237, with Pat Cummins getting 10 wickets in that match. So that cricket, our local cricket here, Ivor, takes a break. I know next January the Lawrence Road Legends will be playing there in Central Broad Regional Park. That's as much as I can say on that. And I think it's either the 21st or the 22nd of January that they'll be playing there. As far as state is concerned, and I know there's still a blowback with the Jamaica Talawas pulling out of Jamaica. There's still a blowback in this. So that Lawrence Hill Legends game, I was on the 21st of January, since I brought Regional Park. As soon as I get some more information on that, I pass along. Yesterday I was listening to a program out of Jamaica there, and they were Dave Cameron, the past West Indies president, Wayne Lewis, the secretary of the West Indies Players Association, and Jeff Miller was on that program there yesterday. So they were talking about the state of the game in Jamaica and what is happening there. So, Ivan, that's the sports in brief there. Just would like to say, again, all the best for 2024, Ivan, to you, family, our friends and loved ones on the Black Talk program. Wishing them all the best for 2024. Some good health, each and everyone. Okay. So, Ivan.
Yes, David, I want to thank you for that and throughout the year as well. Wishing you and your family, relatives, friends, all the very best for 2024. Hope you can join us on New Year's Day. Mercy said we should do it from 12 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock so that Dennis can probably come in his Bermuda shorts instead of his jeans.
So, well, I think the weather that he's having out there, he might have to be coming in swimming trunks because, you know, they're having some rough weather out there, you know. So
yeah,
I don't think he's going to be coming in Bermuda shorts. He's probably going to have to be coming in swimming trunks or scuba gear. Or
well, this morning
like
he's there in long woolly PJs. Woolly. So I have to understand the weather changes over there. But
yeah.
I'm going to mention one thing about what you said with sports. You see, they have to write the laws so that umpires can go back to call people for throwing. But you see, it's written in the book that throwing is still not allowed. But they're allowing the technology to call it. But with Boomer, they're going to have to... Boomer is not throwing. He is pelting. So in the lobby, they'll have to put another section for pelting. Because if he was throwing, they would have called him. But that is past pelting. Pelting. Or they can use another word that we know, that we use locally. He is chucking.
Yeah.
But those are not on the lobbies. They are throwing.
Another gentleman to me that is actually look suspect is Shahid Afridi. Thanks, Afridi. He's actually
he's boarding with some fire there.
Yeah.
It's those guys were from the West Indies. I'm telling you, they live in a German loss. And German loss not in that call because it's a hat trick against Australia.
Yeah.
But if he was getting belted across the park, they would have still left him on the park.
Yeah.
But Boomer, like you said, those guys, Malinga and those guys there. I don't know. But David, thank you for coming through. But like I said, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow and everything you would have said, we'll just put the trimming on it tomorrow. It's going to be the last of the year. So I think that's a show you're going to want to get in on. And I think Lawrence will going to try to get in at some stage, Leon Dennis, to speak about the January Legends tournament. I think it's happening. Sent me something there too, so expecting it to be on the cricket show at some stage. So
I should be home. I know this week he had called me, but I was sort of busy when you had reached out, and I could not, you know, get on when you had for the Christmas show there. I was you know, taking care of some stuff.
Yeah, well, things will happen. Not a problem. There's always another day. So far, we're making it through the end of the year. I think I can say that. God is good. Like we said, for those who did make it, we hope they're in a better place. And I don't know why you just don't believe that much. You tell me to make you wait this morning and go ahead She even tells me, don't let Cardinal say the birthdays and anniversaries. You do it yourself. So, but somehow you just don't believe. But one day you will learn.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning. I know you were going to come and take care of him, and you did not give him any message, you know.
Yeah, you know, just have it. So, you know. But he has two more days.
I hope to get him some this year alive. That's all I can say.
Well, I know you can't come back down here, but I don't know if I'd be sneaking or somewhere, but I'm telling you, we're having some serious cold weather down here, and they say they should get down even colder. So I know
I'm gonna burst a bubble right now.
I'm gonna enlighten you, David.
I am in South Florida as we speak.
Exactly.
And I brought double trouble because Bible came with me also.
Wow.
So more coal came in.
Wow. I'm telling you. I guess the border people got security that they have there is not doing their job, but you're gonna have to fire everybody there that's supposed to be guarding the border.
No. David, there's always a woman. There's tunnels. Don't know. Understand? When they, you see, I learn when. You know, when my dad told me my ship is gonna come in, and he even told me when it was gonna come in, but I was hard headed. I went and followed that same merchant there. I went up at the airport. So when my ship came in, I was at the airport. So when these guys were looking for me to come across the border, I came to the tunnel.
Smart.
You have to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
So sneaking through, you understand? You have to understand that you can sneak through and get under the radar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So, tell Janet, you know, all of us send, you know, our love and best wishes for 2024. But I hope you can come to on New Year's Day so we can do it all over again and take on that day.
Yeah. I'm going to try my best to be there. I should have. You know, my neighbor's asking me if I'm going to be playing. I don't know yet. To set up and break back down, you know, the window in my garage. I was in my garage. It's a lot better condition that I could set up and just leave it. But, you know, I should be able to come on through.
Well, you can find family because Marge is only dooming. She don't do Christmas. So she's going to do New Year's too. So she's coming on for the New Year's.
But okay.
You see?
And the Nike. Yeah. What does New Year's don't have nothing to do with Christmas now?
Oh.
I mean, don't get it twisted now.
Okay.
New Year's is New Year's. Christmas is Christmas. Okay.
And
it's not either or.
And
you are going to be there. Because as a matter of fact, this one is for Leon especially. So there we want to thank you. I make sure you get this for Liam.
Let the Christmas get you feeling fine with all. With you for Christmas, if there's somehow for the season, wish this
late great Kendrick Dodgers. And that's a beautiful, beautiful Christmas song there. It's Haunted Great Beyond. That's the gentleman that wrote the national anthem. I think it's a Nevis. Died at a young age. But he's of all of the moment and of no moment on earth as far as we're concerned where we can speak to him. But his music lives on. Well, who's royal? Who is royal? Let's see who's royal.
I'm looking in your eyes, in your eyes. Hey, no, I've never been so much shy until I see your eyes. I said I've got to try, yeah. Oh yeah, let me get my words right and then approach. You wanna treat you like a man is supposed to. You never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find that special someone. She's royal, yeah, so royal, and I want her in my life. I never know anyone, the one of a kind, no. They wish she moved to Morobe. She's got the qualities of a queen, so supreme. Natural beauty, no need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen, so supreme. And when they ask what the good a man is made of, she's not afraid or ashamed of who she be. She's royal, yeah, so royal, and I want her in my life. Strong same time, my heart never leaves your side. Just stick with me through the trial times. Hey, she said that she not mine, cause I said no good man is hard to find. And she said not about that China line. That's why she have no ties at this time. No, I know every man may try, but she needs to be more than a wine and dine, because she's royal, yeah, so royal, and I want her in my. No makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid or ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal, and I want her in my life. I never knew anyone, the one of a kind, until the night when I seen your eyes.
Bow, 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 bow. You start to lose the waist, jump around and misbehave. Be feeling the party, feeling happy. Jump, 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 jump with me now. Jump about one foot.
Join us on the cricket show. We'll have the usual Coach's Corner, the anniversaries, and our segment Focus on the Laws of Cricket. And Hyacinth will be presenting for us. We'll be discussing no ball and, of course, Pakistan test team bowled out for 89 in Australia, which leads me to think with the West Indies about to send down a team of 7 on-cap players, makes me wonder what sort of a reception the West Indies is likely to receive down there in Australia with this novice team going down, or perhaps it's not novice, but inexperienced in terms of test match cricket. So we hope to look a little bit at that tomorrow. But, you know, Ivor, we've just wrapped up one of the most exciting ODI World Series, and that was filled with lots of excitement. And those who were privileged to watch the game could see that there was much to be said about what took place there. But coming out of Uganda, most recent news, sorry, not Uganda, out of Afghanistan. There's news of some unhappiness and disturbance in terms of the situation with the T20s and the IPL and those franchise cricket, where the Afghan Cricket Board has sanctioned three of their players for prioritizing their personal interest over playing for Afghanistan cricket. In a statement, the board has indicated that the annual contract and also announced no agreement where they waive the no objection clause for players to appear in these IPL, these franchise style T20s. According to the statement from Afghan Cricket Board, the trio told their board of their desire to be released from their annual national central contract beginning January 1, 2024. And of course, at the same time, these players were asking for, national permit to go and play in the franchise T20 matches. There's some coming up. There's the Big Bash League. Then there's the South Africa 20. And there are others out there. Now, they asked for permission, but of course the board said it's not in the best interest of Afghanistan cricket to release you gentlemen for playing for the national team while you run off and play in franchise cricket. The decision by the Afghan Cricket Board was made with a focus on national priorities aligned with the Afghanistan Cricket Board's core values and principles. Now, there's a word for you, Ivor, principles, something which these days it seems many local cricketers, national cricketers, seem not to recognize. And Afghan Cricket Board says it highlights the necessity for every player to maintain the Afghanistan Cricket Board principles and prioritize the country's interests above their personal interests, which again makes you wonder where we watch in Cricket West Indies, where players are, coming out right and declaring that they are not available to play for the national teams because they are busy prepping for franchise cricket. And you wonder, where is the principle? This Mujib from Afghan was recently picked up by the Kolkata Knight Riders in the IPL at an auction price of $241,000. And of course, I can see where the lure, the call of the rewards would draw these guys in. Of course, Mr. Mujib, he was currently playing in the Big Bash League in Australia. He's en route to play for Kolkata Knight Riders, again, another franchise match. Naveen, who is the one of the three, he's contracted or is picked up by Lucknow Super Giants in the IPL. And Faruqi, Fazal Haq Faruqi III, also was retained by Sunrisers Hyderabad and featured in the Abu Dhabi T10 recently completed. All three featured for Afghanistan in their sixth place ODI World Cup run that was just recently completed. So it makes you wonder, the South Africa T20 is about to begin shortly in January. And with that in mind, we have to remember that South Africa is in a bind themselves because some of their players are going to, some of South African's players are going to appear in their franchise IP T20 matches and forfeiting their right, you know, the principle, as Afghanistan has said, to play for the national team. So there is a lot going on there, and one wonders whether the likes of Pooran and Holder and others from the Caribbean who are deciding not to participate in their national, dare I call it, invitation to represent the country in Australia, and more recently against England, we saw this type of behavior, this type of withdrawal. What can we do? What can cricket as a whole do ahead of the call? I mean, is it fair that Afghanistan should prevent these guys from making some extra money? Is it fair for Afghan Cricket Board to put so much effort into training and development of the game in their country, only to lose the players who could bring others into the game? And it's not, it's one of those conundrums that cricket is facing in general, not just in Afghanistan, but it is, as we can see, it is there in England, it is there in the West Indies, it is there and other places. So surprisingly enough, we see players in England have decided that they would forego some of these IPL in favor of the national team. That is certainly actions to be commended. I think there's also one or two instances of Australians doing it, but it seems more likely that the team that suffers the most appear to be the Cricket West Indies, where most of our players features a lot in these franchise cricket, and they choose to go where the reward is. What is the answer? This is something that needs to be really looked at and possibly debated by the cricketing authorities to see whether or not it's feasible to find a solution that will satisfy everyone. It is possible, of course, that maybe what they might want to do is, since it takes so much to play test cricket, they may want to consider perhaps cutting back on test cricket in favor of the ODIs and the T20s, because there's just not enough room in the schedule for both test cricket, ODIs and T20s, especially with franchise cricket coming out of the woodwork at every turn. You know, we now have the USA, who also have a franchise, several franchise team. Canada has franchise team. And it's cricket in general, entertaining, exciting, but too much of players' time are being asked for to participate in all these various tournaments. So something needs to be done, and we're looking forward to finding, perhaps, maybe we'll find an answer in the new year. That basically is what's happening there, and the conundrum that's facing thing. I'm not sure whether you have any thoughts on what's going on there.
Well, I've aired my thoughts over and over. I think charity begins at home, and it's hard for me to train you, bring you up, and then all of a sudden you just take off and leave me. Because I would bet you, if these guys were going off and half of their salary were coming back to their countries, they wouldn't want to go. It's just like I said, 2020 cricket is good for the individual, but it's not good for the cricket. It's not good for cricket. So these guys individually getting this money is good for them and their family, but it's not good for the country's cricket. I go and I get all these indoor machines, indoor nets, indoor everything, all when weather is bad, train you, coach you, bring you up, nurture you, everything. And then I send you off, and then I get what? Maybe 5%, 10% of your earnings. And when I want you to play for me, I don't mind you going and get it when I'm not playing, you know. When I want you to keep the name going or to groom my sport that I train you on, you're telling me no. I'm not going to be there for you to give the country its good name and get them up in the rankings. I'm thinking about me now as me. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. And tell me they're getting a little pitance, a little something because they go and they participate. That's not good enough for me. I'm telling you the truth. It's not good enough. The country comes first. I think country above self. In the family, you can do that for family. Okay, you're a mother and father. I expect you to train your kid, send them off to university. When they come, they go out on their own and they make a life of their own. And they want to give you something in return. Okay, that's fine. But don't tell me a country you're going to do this to an entire country for putting their name and face on the world map. And when I ready for you to come and I want you to represent me on the big stage in Olympics, you say, no, I'm going to some little franchise here for my individual benefit. I personally do not think it's right. So that was always my take. Leon will tell you that all the time. When Gale and the Pollards and the Bravos and stuff were dissing West Indies cricket, saying, IPL is my first team, and then Trinidad, and then West Indies. I bashed that. I said, no, that could never be. Never be. And then you don't want to join my thing. West Indies did that. I don't want to your contract and then turn around and give people like Bravo them captaincy. And they're saying, but no, when I'm available, you make me captain. When I'm not available, I'm gone. They spoil them too because I play the hard ball. I'm telling you, I'm going to be loyal to who is loyal. Me. I'm going to try to up your salary. And I always ask the one question, how much does it take to live? How much? All these guys can't live with their millions. We shouldn't have no billionaires in this world. When people out here, arms out, who are you? And how did you get all that money? And it's going to bring me to this last statement. What they did to Adam Sanford is wrong, 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 dead wrong. He brought up this fast three-over cricket. You understand? He revolutionized cricket, especially in the West Indies, when he was dead, done, for dusted. And I know they said talk about Ponzi schema, Ponzi this and Ponzi that, but they could have looked at the bigger picture. I don't think this guy had to spend a lifetime in jail. His name should be up there to say all of these franchises came out of Adam Sanford's innovation, telling us we can get this game done. And he was an American. He is an American. Yes, lived in Antigua for some maybe 20 years, got to know the sport and learn the sport, and all of a sudden, everybody's feeding after this man's idea. I don't think it's right in God's eyesight either. So that's my take on that, Dennis. I'm sure the heavyweight's going to have much more on that tomorrow. That's a good topic. So let me take this time to say good day to Cardinal. He's out on assignment. And Kathleen, Lynette, Donna, a few of them went off. Today, I guess, year-end, we have a lot of things to do. Judy calls sometimes. So let me go ahead and say, we hope to see you guys on New Year's Day, when we can greet our fans into the new year, and hoping for a better 2024. Although I'm going to put it down that 2023 was not a bad year at all. But again, join the heavyweights tomorrow, and I'll send some greetings to Irma over there in St. Martin, Michelle, and Omel over in the UK. And we always give them something to France about. These English folks, they love the soccer. That's what I was told. So I make sure I get soccer in there someplace, somewhere along the line. And at the same time, Murchis was the one who started this, saying, play me some music. I get to do a lot of work when you're playing music. So I'm going to give this one to Murchis. Tiny Wine. know, it's kind of well in sync it's as well, so we can have one program, you know, an LMAP, where is LMAP? Not just...
Telling for the canal. Man, woman, and child, and they're red in brass, band and street band, jamming street band, ambition beating everywhere. Man, running to catch a steel band, she has coming down with Daniel and Marcelan, rioting last year.
Going down four streets like we crazy. The music so sweet, we gone mad.
And anybody who tried to stop me,
hold it back and out.
And again, Monday, first, we are going to be on 12 o'clock in the high noon to bring you greetings from across the way and to send greetings across the way and to introduce and invite people to have a wonderful time. Yeah, 90 seconds. They're telling us we have 90 seconds to move on and get out of here. Much as I think you better send us home. Come on in.
Yes, it was a wonderful show. We extend our self-gratitude to each and every one of you who tune in each and every Saturday, listen to us, and we are thankful, grateful, and we are blessed. You all are blessed. So on behalf of Caribbean Global Voices, we say thank you. We send our love to each and every one of you. And for the rest of the year, continue keeping your best foot forward. Help someone, give a smile. You never know how far it will go. And until we see you again, Monday, New Year's Day, please join us again. Take care, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the old year.
That's last word. Voice of Myrtice Nisbet, the daughter of Kanvir Bamzin Nisbet. Telling us 10 seconds. We have all of that time to get out of here. Have a good day, everybody. May the best, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.